Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Copeland back on the show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. John is your guest. He's author of Accelerate Your Social Media. He's joining us all the way from England, from the British Isles, and he's our good friend John Copeland. Welcome back to the show.
Hi there, Jim, and hi to your listeners, too, and great to be re-invited back again.
You're always welcome.
In very sunny London.
Right. Yeah. I was watching the Tour de France, which was the tour to England for 3 days. And
yes, that's right.
Did you get to see any of that?
Some of it, and of course, you know, the lovely countryside in Yorkshire.
Yeah,
in the background.
Of course, up in the north there, and it was it had some good weather.
Yes, on and off during that tour, but now it's Wimbledon's over, etc. The sun's completely out.
now the Wimbledon's over. Exactly.
We're expecting about 30 degrees, which is hot for London.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and let's talk about what you call your core network when we're talking about people who support you. Tell us what you mean by core network, and why should we care about these folks?
Sure. For the benefit of the new listeners to me as a guest on your show, I have a 5-step methodology to do social media in a time-effective manner to get return on investment. So the core network is the second of the 5 steps. So what I mean by this is, stepping aside from social media for a minute, life in general, okay, most of us have, I like to think, friends, family, good contacts, amongst all the other contacts you have in the walk of life. And, of course, some one is going to know better than others. And the core network is really your nearest and dearest. Mm-hmm. Okay, those that you can perhaps, you know, whether it's confide in or run things by them, rely on, etc.
I call those people who love you anyway.
Totally. So it's applying that to a business context with social media in mind. And so as we get more established with social media and as our networks grow, I feel that it's more important to also look at the core network. So shall I just explain a couple of things
to
how?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I think most of us have, or all of us have heard of Pareto's principle, but just to recap on that, otherwise known as the 80-20 rule, where basically life throws us the following, that approximately 80% of the effects derive from 20% of the causes. So in a business context, for example, you probably heard the phrase, and I'm sure you have, that generally speaking, 80% of your sales come from 20% of your clients.
Right.
As a rule of thumb.
That's right.
So what I'm doing here is applying that logic to your contacts. So say, for example, on LinkedIn, one has 1,000 contacts on connections on LinkedIn. Okay. Now, I very much doubt if anybody's got very much time to actually communicate and nurture all thousands,
or even follow that many people, let alone have a conversation with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So really, it's what this is about is segmentation in all marketing speak, okay? And concentrating on those, the 20% who potentially can produce 80% of the results, and the results could be a number of ways to look at. Then it's not necessarily just transactional, of course.
Right.
So that's what it is in brief.
Well, that's exactly right. So what do we, all right? And the Pareto principle, folks, is real. I mean, it's a principle, but it's amazing. It's almost shocking, John, how often it comes to pass that you have that. And even, you know, and if you dig deeper, even if 80% of your business doesn't come from 20% of your customers, if you dig deeper, you'll find that 80% of your profit comes from 20% of your customers. And so,
that's right.
You know, that's just, it's amazing how it works out. So how do we identify these people, and how do we nurture them? How do we make sure that, is this a conscious thing that we're doing? Is it subconscious? It begins as subconscious, and you're saying we need to make it more conscious?
Yes. So to take somebody called Jim Blasingame, his law of customer retention in mind from the age of the customer. You see, I did read it, Jim.
Thank you.
And, of course, that law says, to quote you, it's not your customer's job to keep your business top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in terms of the unconscious to the conscious, as you asked, is really, you know, we're all busy. So are our customers and our contacts. Okay? How then can you meet that challenge? Okay, bearing in mind that it's totally, and I totally agree this, that it's not down to your customer.
That's right.
To keep, you know, you as a potential supplier or partner top of mind. So really, you know, using social media as part of the overall engagement
mm-hmm.
strategy.
And a way to stay connected with these people, to stay in on their radar.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, by posting blogs, not direct selling, of course.
There was a time, John, that you and I remember when mm-hmm. when if you had a core network there, you know, maybe once every month or every 6 months or every year, you'd have a competitive assault that you'd have to go brush back, right? But today,
yeah.
Your customer, every time they wake up, they may love you more than anything. It may be your mother. She loves you more than anything. But she wakes up and somebody sent her an email to tell her to sell her something that you sell. I mean, the interference, the disruption is will take your breath away. You cannot take your core network for granted anymore.
Totally, and it's nurturing that core network, you know, the nearest and dearest to you from a business context this time,
mm-hmm.
and to keep in touch with them. And, of course, you know how I feel about this, Jim. It's
yep.
not just about social media. It's about things like picking up the phone and having a conversation with them.
That's right.
As well.
Yeah.
Remember, not just posting updates
and blogs. Or going to see them. Remember what I've said before, yes. John, face-to-face is the original social media.
The original social media, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's so
using
about
this wonderful tool and communication channel to nurture, as far as, you know, the marketing is
right.
concerned,
right.
Your overall marketing strategy.
Absolutely. John, hold on to that thought. Give us a website, please, before we go.
Well, the book website is www.accelerateyoursocialmedia.com.
All right. So check that out. That's the title of the book. It's available wherever books are sold. John Copeland and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.